Blog Talk Radio.
Garage Talk Live starts now. Yeah, Rob Zombie, Dragula from Hellbilly Deluxe, which was actually his first album since the breakup of his other band, White Zombie, which actually included his then wife. So, what do we got going on? Mother's Day coming up. We have indie results. We have NASCAR, Xfinity, and Cup Series at the Monster Mile, my old home track. I keep saying I got to get up there, but not that easy, you know. I figure I'm close to Bristol. I'm actually Bristol, Martinsville, and Charlotte are three tracks near me, Bristol being the closest. But Dover Was My Home from 1999 through 2011. It was 2012. I was going back and forth between here and the other house. So therefore, I didn't apply for the creds, you know. Got to have the creds, man. I was in with the creds, in with the crowd. It went from getting credentials to access the track with a show called The Afternoon Rumble, just to get an interview with Dale Earnhardt Jr. But I didn't know, we didn't know what we had to apply for. So we needed credentials for the garage area, the media center. And they were the two biggest places. The media center held the press conferences, and the garage is where the drivers went. If they weren't doing press conferences, they were either in the car, at the hauler. And parking. It costs money to park at the track. But if you got a credential, guess what? You were okay. And credentials were for the whole race weekend, Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And I used to commute. It was only 75 miles away. I was at, like, close in comparison. Bristol's 90. And Charlotte's, Martinsville are about 150 to 120 each. Never did the calculation. Bristol's a straight run down the hot, inner, what do they call it down here, the interstate, where and same with Charlotte. But Martinsville is more back roads. I mean, I could take interstates, but it would take longer. The only interstate I would have to take would be I-77, and then get off on highway, which is basically a byway, you know, side road, 58, and shoot west. But that's neither here nor there. But just a little reminiscence of my current thing. So let's see. Indy results. The Honda Indy Grand Prix of Alabama. It was at the Skip Barber track that they have down there. And the guy taking the checkered flag. It's a road course. They have a Skip Barber Racing School's there. So that's, you know, kind of a giveaway. But out on the road, it was Pato O'Ward taking the checkered flag. Led 27 of the 90 laps. Well, didn't lead the most laps, but he was one of the lap leaders and led a good bit of them. Second place, Alex Palou, led four laps. Rhinus VK came in third. He led the most laps at 57, so you're looking at 84, 88. There's 88 laps right there in the top three of the 90. Let's see who led the last two. Well, after we get through the top 10, we'll figure that out. Will Power came in fourth. Scott Dixon was fifth. Scott McLaughlin was sixth. Romain Grosjean, I hope I'm pronouncing that right, Grosjean. Grosjean. 8th place. Courtney Force's hubby, Graham Ray Hall. 9th, Alexander Rossi. Rounding out your top 10 was Colton Herta. And I go all the way down to 14th, Joseph Newgarden. He was the last lap leader. He led two of the 90. I'll leave it at that instead of trying to place where he led. And last car on the lead lap, Elio Castroneves in 21st out of 26. Jimmy Johnson driving the number 48, go figure. Not such a good day. Wound up a lap down in 24th spot. But it's a road course. And you figure all the years of driving stock cars, IndyCar a wee bit different. Just a wee. You went from wide, and the car that was oversized for the tires, to a car that was, the tires are wider than the width of the car body. And they don't have a point on this one. Let me go back to the home page. Maybe they have standings. Come on, man. You need standings. Anyway, next race. The GMR Grand Prix on the 14th. Usually the whole month of May was Indy. Not so much anymore. And that'll be 14th at 3 p.m. on NBC for TV, IndyCar Live, Peacock, the stream, and Sirius XM. And then the next race after that, the Indy 500, the race that means the most to everybody. And I think that's what Jimmy Johnson's gearing for. Get used to that. Indy 500 run there. So we'll have to wait and see. All righty. And it's Charlotte. We had the four wide nationals, the original four wides, I'll call them that, because they added Vegas later on. Vegas being more of a tourist area. They figured they'd add it there. So this time it's the original, the Circle K NHRA Four Wide Nationals. 6570 Bruton Smith Boulevard. I didn't know old Bruton had his own road, but I guess if he's paying for it, who's going to give him a hard time about it? But it's his venue, so... Let's see how it goes. There was only three categories running in the Camping World Series. It was the Top Fuel Funny Car and Pro Stock Motorcycle. The Pro Stock cars had the day off. I wonder I didn't see where... Camry Caruso finished because they didn't run. So, let's break it down. Number one qualifier. Our guest from a few weeks ago, Justin Ashley, took on Cameron Ferrey and what the hell? In round one, and I guess lost, but I don't see no time so I don't, on either of them. So I don't know what happened. Ferrey moved on to the semis. I against Mike Salinas, the number 5 qualifier. Salinas up against Doug Foley in round 1. Moved on to Doug Kalita in round 2. Kalita was a 4th qualifier. 072 with a 434 with a 4 for Kalita. No time for Salinas, but Salinas in the semis. On the other end, number 2 qualifier was Leah Pruitt. She went up against Tony Schumacher. That's why I'm screwed up. It's the ladders. I read this. I'm thinking 2 wide, and it's actually 4 wide. Throws me off, too. Sorry, listeners. I'm only human. So Brittany Force and Spencer Massey defeated Leah Pruitt and Tony Schumacher in round 1. Okay. That explains it. And Justin Ashley and Cameron Furry defeated Austin Prock and Antron Brown. There we go. In the finals, it was Cameron Furry and Mike Salinas and Spencer Massey and Josh Hart. And where do we know that name from? Oh, yeah, he was on the show as well. It was Cameron Caruso, then Josh Hart, and then Justin Ashley. I see they getting the GTL Garage Talk Luck. That's what I call it. But I don't tell them that they might get that because then it don't work. So, who wins the big event and who's the runner-up? 4 wide, lighten them up. Mike Salinas with a 370 with an 8 at 068. Cameron Ferry with a 398 with a 6 with an 072. And then the other two weren't even close. Spencer Massey, 026. He got off the line good, but his ET was 13.7. And Josh Hart, 053, which is decent for fuel. Top Fuel had enough tough time getting down with a 994. So it was Cameron Mike Salinas takes the win. Cameron Ferry the runner up. Josh Hart and Spencer Massey would be like in 3rd and 4th in the, if they ran it that way. All righty, let's go to the funny car. The other Nitro division. They're the only two divisions that run every event that are the Nitros, so. All right. Number 1 qualifier, John Force. No number 16 qualifier. So there was only a 3 wide in round 1 on this half the ladder against Bob Tasca and Alexis DeJoria. Now, Force and Tasca were all part of the same team when they all ran Fords, but Ford pulled out. Force went to Chevy, and Tasca has a Ford dealer, so he kept running without the Ford backing, but he always ran Motocraft and all this. But he was able to convince Ford to come back, and him and Tim Wilkerson is the other Ford driver in the funny car division. I think there's another one, but not a regular. They don't post the make of their vehicle after them. Anyway, so it was Force, and then the next half of the ladder was Robert Height in number 4 qualifier, Jim Campbell, 13. 5th qualifier is Cruz Pedregon and Tim Wilkerson. So in the funny car, it was Force and Tasca moving on. And then in the next round of four, it was Robert Height and Cruz Pedregon moving on. So with those four, so it's Forstasca, Height, and Pedregon in the next round of four wide, which is kind of like the semis. So into the finals go. And then the other ones were, I forgot the other half, Hagen, McIntyre, and Blake Alexander, and Paul Lee up against Ronnie Capps. And then the other round was Ronnie Capps, Dale Creasy Jr., J.R. Todd, and Chad Green. Okay. Going into the semis, it was Matt Hagen, Mike McIntyre. They beat Blake Alexander and Paul Lee. And then the other four, Ronnie Capps and J.R. Todd advanced and eliminated Dale Creasy Jr. and Chad Green. All righty. Now, going into the finals. It was John Force, Robert Height, Tasca. They were close finishers there, and Pedregon, not so good. Reaction time. Out of that crew, Robert Height with an 066. No, wait, Bob Tasca with an 045. But Height had a 390, Tasca had a 397. So the two 100s difference didn't help Tasca off the tree. So, and then the next batch, going into the finals, it was Mike McIntyre Jr. and Ronnie Capps up against teammates John Force and Robert Height. So, how did that turn out? All right, Force, 051, 391 with a 4. Height, 071, 403 with an 8. And then the other one, it was McIntyre. I'll give you a Caps who came in third, 062 to 425 for Caps, and that puts him in third with the ET, and then 071 for McIntyre, but 939, not even close. So John Force gets another win. He's got a boatload of them. He's the king of drag racing in my mind. Robert Height second. Loey T, Tasca, 387. Best reaction, Caps, 035. And Robert Height with the high top speed at 332.67. Let me go back to the top fuel. I didn't get the high mark. Okay, Salinas got the win. Cameron Ferry, second. Loey T, Salinas, with a 370 with an 8. Best reaction time, 026, Spencer Massey, and top speed, Mike Salinas. Alrighty, now we go to the final event of the weekend. Four wide pro stock motorcycles. All right. Group number one, Angel Sampi, number one qualifier, Kelly Klontz, number 16, Joey Gladstone, and Matt Smith up again. Okay, so that foursome, and then the next foursome that they're going to wind up sending two against would be Eddie Krawick, who was Angel's teammate, Mark Ingerson, Jerry Savoy, and Michael Ray. And then the next round, it's Steve Johnson, Ron Torno, Angie Smith, Hector Arana Jr. And then the last two, number three qualifier, Karen Stouffer, Ryan Oler. Oh, wait, not the last two. Two of the last four. James Underdahl and Chris Bostic. Okay. Stouffer and Underdahl advance. Johnson and Angie Smith advance. Eddie Krawick and Jerry Savoy advance. Angel Sampe and Joey Gladstone advance. So the four battling out are Sampe, Gladstone, Krawick, and Savoy. All right, into the finals. Gladstone moves in, defeats Sampe. Of course, it don't matter. It's just the way they got him paired. Eddie Krawick beat Savoy. Savoy faulted out on the tree. He might have had a shot. Matter of fact, looking at all their ETs, he was the only one with a 6'7". Everybody else was 6'8". So if he didn't fault out and he had a good positive ET, like an 001 or, you know, he'd have to get lower than an 039. So he probably could have advanced. But that wasn't the case. So, out of that group of four in the finals, Joey Gladstone and Eddie Krawick. I was going to call him Eric Krawick. Okay, and then up against that, it's Steve Johnson and Angie Smith. Angie jumped the gun. She had an 051 with a negative, so fault, red light disqualification. And then the other two were Karen Stouffer and Underdahl. So it comes down to Stouffer, Johnson, Eddie Krawick, and Joey Gladstone. And your winner is Steve Johnson with an 074, a 674 with a zero. And second, believe it or not, Karen Stouffer with an 026 off the tree and a 682 with a 4. And that was just ahead of Gladstone and Krawick, so Stouffer the runner-up. Steve Johnson, low ET, 671. Best reaction time, Mark Ingerson, and top speed at 201.79. Angie Smith. Let's check the standings real quick. Brittany Force leads Mike Salinas by 17 points. That win sure helped. And an early exit from Brittany didn't help her. Justin Ashley, 46 back in third. Can one of our guests take the championship in Top Fuel? We'll have to wait and see. Steve Torrance, fourth. Clay Milliken, fifth. Josh Hart, sixth. He's not out of it. Of course, when they reseed the reset on the countdown, it'll be a bit closer. Austin Prock, seventh. Doug Kalita, eighth. Tony Schumacher, ninth. And Antron Brown is in the 10th spot. And Doug Foley is in 11th, but he's 12 points back. And the funny car. Oh, there we go. Matt Hagen leads Robert Height by 22. Ronnie Capp, 66 back in third. John Force with the win gets in the fourth. Figure for the countdown. The second spot is 20 points behind the leader on the reseed, and it's 10 behind each other after that. So you're looking a lot closer there. John Force would gain. He'd be 40 back at the start of the countdown instead of 192. So what's that tell you? Exactly. Cruz Pedregon in fifth. J.R. Todd, sixth. Tasca in seventh. Alexis DeJoria, eighth. Ninth, Chad Green and Tim Wilkerson rounds out your top 10. And there you have it. Pro Stock Motorcycle X. We didn't have a Pro Stock event this week, which is weird on a big four wide. I guess that I'm wondering if they had the bikes at the Vegas one. I should have looked. Anyway, Stock Motorcycle. It's a tight race in the points right now because the four-wide winner is your points leader by 6 points over Karen Stoffer, the runner-up in that event. So Eddie Krawick, 89 back, Joey Gladstone, 98 back, and then fourth, Angie Smith in fifth, Jerry Savoie, sixth, Matt Smith in seventh, eighth, Angel Sampei, ninth, Jimmy Underdahl, and rounding out your top 10 is Mark Ingvarsson. But he's tied with Chris Bostic for that 10th spot because Kelly Klontz in 12th is 20 behind that. So there is a bit of gap on that one. Bostic or Ingvarsson could switch spots or switch them back and forth for a while before it settles on who makes that 10th spot. All righty. Hope you all having fun today. What's the weather like where you're at? It's sunny now, a little breezy, expecting possible scattered tea storms. Old Dundabunder. All righty. We go from Charlotte to the city up north, Dover, the Monster Mile. So who takes the win at the Monster Mile? None other than the number 8 car, Josh Berry. This was postponed till Monday because it got rained out after, I forget how many laps, on Sunday. I could check that real fast. Just says caution. I'm looking for the red flag mark. All right, maybe in the details. So Josh Berry, I'm thinking of the cup race. This is the Xfinity race. They got this one in. Josh Berry takes the win. Justin Allgaier comes home second. Third, Ty Gibbs. Old Ty's running pretty good. He's in good equipment, but that doesn't mean the driver's as good as the equipment, but he is. Noah Gragson come in fourth. He was the Dash for Cash winner. Sam Mayer is fifth. A.J. Allmendinger in sixth. Seventh, Brandon Jones. Eighth, Sheldon Creed. Riley Herbst in ninth, and Ryan Sieg in tenth. Average speed, 104.09 mile an hour. Margin of victory, 0.604. Stage winners were Stage 1, Sam Mayer, Justin Allgaier finished second, take Stage 2. Margin of victory, 0.604. Average speed, 104.09. Okay. Cautions, 5, 4, 36 laps. It's not showing a red flag, but that's right, I'm on the wrong day. I'm getting my days mixed up. All righty, let's hear what our winner has to say. Oh, wait, points. Let's go get the points. Got to get the points. I'm slipping today, folks. I don't know why. Who's leading the points? Penalties. Got to put that last. Josh Berry's third Xfinity Series victory, and it's his first this year, so, and his first at Dover. So, therefore, he is now locked into the championship run. Alrighty. Josh Berry. Okay, here we go. Allmendinger leads the points. He's 43 ahead of Ty Gibbs. Noah Gragson in third in points, who's tied with Ty Gibbs. Josh Berry, our recent winner, in fourth. He has a win now. Brandon Jones, fifth. Allgaier, sixth. Mayer, seventh. Ryan Sieg, eighth. Riley Herbst, ninth. Austin Hill, tenth. Landon Cassel, 11th. Daniel Hemric, 12th. And there's your playoff contenders as of now. And 13th, we're going to call it about 17 points back, is Anthony Alfredo. So no bubble jumpers yet. Let's see what our winner had to say. Josh Berry.
All right, we're going to continue with our media availabilities here at Dover. We have today's A-Game 200 NASCAR Xfinity Series race winner, Josh Berry, driver of the number 8 Junior Motorsports Chevrolet. We will open it straight up to questions for Josh. If you have a question, please raise your hand and we'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll go right back there to Zach.
Zach Sterniel, NBC Sports. Josh, I'm curious what changes you guys ended up making on the car to get your car faster on that second half of this race. You had a great battle there with Justin on that second to last green flag run. Did anything change or get the car more so to your liking?
Yeah, I think so. I think it was a combination of the adjustments the guys made and just getting a little bit cleaner air on the restarts, just doing a better job on the restarts. Just made a couple of mistakes early on the bottom and just got loose. And, you know, thankfully nothing big happened out of that or too big. But, you know, this place is tough. You got to be free. You got to be on the freer side to be fast, especially on the long run. So it's a constant balance of takeoff speed versus long run speed. And, you know, you saw at the end, we got the short run speed better for 30 so laps and then kind of built tight the last couple, and Justin was able to reel us back in the lap traffic. But, you know, we played it right, and, you know, the race was 200 laps, and we were able to get the win.
Go to Davey.
Hey, Josh. Davey Siegel with Front Stretch. Congrats on the win. So last year, right here at Dover, you made your Cup debut under some interesting circumstances, and then obviously today you get Miles the Monster. Does this racetrack hold any special meaning for you at this point? You know, obviously two big-time events happening at the same venue for you.
Yeah, no, for sure. You know, we had a great race last year, and I'm not sure that if you look back on, you know, my 2021, you wouldn't circle this week or this race as, you know, really one of the more impressive runs I had. I mean, obviously, the Martinsville win was really big for my career, but coming and backing that up at some of these other tracks right after that, I think was huge for my career. So, and obviously getting to run the Cup race, that was really special. And, you know, that was, you know, this place was a place we had circled. You know, we thought that obviously after last year that this would be a great opportunity for us, and we were able to deliver that today, so it's really cool.
Additional questions for Josh? Go to Nathan.
Nathan Song with a podium finish. Josh, obviously this is your third career win now. Do you feel like you've established yourself within the Xfinity Series?
No. I feel like I still have a lot of work to do. You know, I'm working really hard to get better every week. And, you know, there's a lot of things that I need to do better. And I think, you know, the great part about, you know, my situation and the team right now and all our partners, we're ready to work together and get better and continue to reach our potential. I don't think we're anywhere close to that yet. We've had a lot of speed this year, just kind of some poor execution here or there, some on my part, some on the team's part. And we just knew we just got to keep working together and getting better every week. And, you know, today was a great moment for that. But like I said, the work starts again Monday for Darlington.
There you have Josh Berry, your winner. Now, there was another prize given out, the Dash for Cash, and that was Noah Gragson collecting that big check. So let's see what he had to say. Of course, if you don't win the race, the Dash for Cash is probably something to soothe you as a contingency.
All right, we're going to get started with our post-race media availabilities for today's A-Game 200 here at Dover Motor Speedway with the NASCAR Xfinity Series. We are joined by our Dash for Cash winner, Noah Gragson, driver of the number 9 Junior Motorsports Chevrolet. Noah, why don't you just talk a little bit about what it means to win this bonus here this weekend?
That's awesome. The fifth one, which I guess we tied Elliott Sadler, but it's all because of the team that we got, the number 9 team at Bass Pro Shops. We weren't great today. Probably, you know, one of the worst races we've been just as far as speed, but we kept working on it, and finally I just couldn't land in the corner the way I needed to, and just would get super loose and slide the rear tires too much. And, you know, we made good adjustments and came back and passed AJ on the final restart, and we were running him down. We were close to passing him before the caution, and then got him on the restart after that final caution. And yeah, just super pumped for everybody at JRM for 4 cars in the top 5. That's big for our company. I don't know if we've done that before. We might have done it once other time, but 4 cars in the top 5 is really big for us.
Awesome day for you guys. All right, we'll open it up to questions. If you have a question for Noah, please raise your hand. We'll get a wireless mic, and we'll start with Davey.
Davey Siegel, Front Stretch. Congratulations, Noah. So you've won 5 of these now. Do you notice a difference with the team and how they're able to use this money to perform a little bit better throughout the season? Like, can you tell when you win Dash for Cashes that the team improves?
Yeah, they're all happy because they get beer. The percentage that I get, I divide it up and give it back to the pit crew guys and the mechanics and everybody on the number 9 team. You know, it's just, you know, maybe Christmas money or, you know, whatever it could be. They sacrifice so much, these guys, going on the road every weekend. And, I mean, they're missing softball games and their kids' baseball games and stuff like that to be able to help me chase my dream. And you know, this is the least I could do for them is that. So I think, yeah, we're hungry. We won 3 last year and 1 in 2020, and felt like we were gonna have we could have finished in the top 4 at Martinsville. We probably could have had 2 of these things this year, but one's good. It's better than none. So I was joking out front before the race, saying they asked me what I do with the money. I said I'm taking over the casino, putting all 100 grand on black, but they'll probably hit red. So thank God they don't pay out right here. I know. I noticed they didn't. They didn't have a place to sign on the back. That's the only difference. I feel like Happy Gilmore. We should do a skit like that, like Happy Gilmore with all the checks. And my car's too messy for that.
Go to Zach.
Zach Sterniolo, NBC Sports. Noah, you, JRM obviously had super, just a ton of speed today. I'm curious, you know, Justin Allgaier's had a lot of success here in the past. How helpful has he been to the team in getting JRM and its program to be successful here at Dover?
I think it's just a great track for our company, and Justin's really good here. I'm not sure what happened to him on pit road, but it seemed like him and Josh and Sam were really the three class of the field today. I'm not really sure. 54 is pretty fast too, but yeah, just being able to lean on Justin, and he's a very knowledgeable guy and has a ton of experience. So I think just with him and his experience, and Josh is just such a badass race car driver as it is, and allows for a guy like me to lean on those guys, and we all help each other to be better. So, you know, what a great day to be able to, yeah, get four cars into the top five. And it just shows how hard everyone's working at Junior Motorsports to be able to get all four cars to have speed. That's kind of been the trend all this year. All four cars have had speed. We all haven't finished up there, but today we have. So great track for JRM, and happy to be a small part of it.
You too.
Any additional questions?
There you have your Dash for Cash bonus winner, $100,000. Man, what I could do with that. I don't have a race team to split it with, though, so I could keep it, pay my house off, maybe buy a new car, buy two new cars, cash. Yeah, that's the ticket, new car, park this thing, and get a couple of daily drivers, you know, a ute, maybe a pickup, and a ute and a pickup. I don't know. We'll have to, yeah. What could you do with $100,000? Any ideas? All righty, let's get to the main event of the weekend, which started on Sunday and ended on Monday. They ran it. They picked it up at noon on Monday. And when all was said and done, it was, of course, taking the checkered flag, leading three times for 73 laps. Did not win any stages. His Xfinity teammate driving the same number car was Gregson, so that can only be one person. Chase Elliott. So he gets his first Miles the Monster. He gets a Miles the Monster trophy. I think it might be his first one. We'll check in the thing there. Ricky Stenhouse Jr. out of nowhere takes second place. Watermelon Man, Ross Chastain, in third on the Pit Bull Tour 2022. Pit Bull's one of his, I think one of his car owners. Christopher Bell in fourth. Alex Bowman in the 48 car in fifth. Now, that 48 car is a lot to hold up to. I think Jimmy Johnson has like 9 wins at Dover. And when I used to make picks for Dover, was Jimmy Johnson. So I was right half the time, well, maybe a quarter of the time, but couldn't go wrong picking Jimmy. Now, the last couple of years wasn't so good for Jimmy at Dover, so. But that's neither here nor there. In sixth, Alex Bowman's teammate, Kyle Larson, in seventh, who led two times for 103 laps. So there's always one person that leads half the race, at least. And that was Kyle Busch Owen, third place Ross Chastain, led four times for 86 laps. So there's your big lap leaders right there. Kyle Busch, Ross Chastain, and Chase Elliott in that order. And somebody else led pretty good a ways back. We'll get to that later. Two times for 67 laps and one stage one. And that was Denny Hamlin, who wound up 21st. And the stage two winner led once for eight laps. Ryan Blaney wound up 26th. So we were at 7th, Kyle Busch, 8th, Chris Buescher, Kevin Harvick, 9th. Eric Jones rounds out your top 10. Average speed, 104.57 mile an hour. Margin of victory, under caution. Go figure again. Let's see. Chase Elliott won the 53rd Duramax Dry Dean 400, presented by Realadyne, 14th in 22 Cup Series races. And it's his second victory and ninth top 10 in 12 races at Dover, so he does have a prior. Not Richard Pryor, but a prior. Anyway. And it's his first victory in 8th top 10 in 2022. So the monster been very, very good to Chase. He lock in the playoffs now. And this Chastain in 3rd, his first top 10 at Dover. And Harrison Burton, 24th. That's the highest finishing rookie. Okay, like I said, the biggest lap leader was Kyle Busch, twice for 103 laps. Ross Chastain, 86 laps. Chase Elliott, 73 laps. Denny Hamlin, 67 laps. And Justin Haley, Kyle Larson, 19 laps led each, and Chris Buescher, 18. A lot of double-digit lap leaders. 17 late changes amongst 10 drivers, so 13 cautions for 75 laps. We had a competition caution from lap 42 to 45, and then the rain took lap 69, no comment, and to lap 83, I guess that's when they red flagged it. They're not listing a red flag, though, even though you know the rain was the incident. And then the last caution was on the last lap on Monday, the 19 spin in the backstretch. Now, Dover is a high-banked track around the curves and also banked down the straightaway. It's self-cleaning. So, and it's not very wide. So if you can get two wide, you're lucky. Three wide, somebody's scraping the outside wall there. But, yep. So they didn't. So the weather, I guess it was yellow there. And then they didn't restart it for until the next day and finish out the event. But they don't tell you when. It's just like one big clump. Anyway, let's check the points. Leading the points as of now, it's Chase Elliott on top with a win. He's locked in, so he's a one-time Cup Championship winner, so he's working on number two. Leads 50 points over Ryan Blaney with no wins. Then you got Byron in third with two wins. Kyle Busch with a win, fourth. Alex Bowman with a win, five, and fifth. And six, Ross Chastain with two wins. Martin Truex Jr. with no wins. Kyle Larson with the one win in eighth. And then you have Joey Logano, ninth. Christopher Bell, 10th. Eric Almirola, 11th. Kevin Harvick, 12th. No wins. Chase Briscoe in 13th with a win. Eric Jones in 14th, 15th. Austin Dillon, and Tyler Reddick. And there's your playoff bubble. But Reddick will get bounced out because in 18th, Austin Cindric has a win. He won the Daytona 500. And in 23rd, Denny Hamlin has a win. So that's going to move out Reddick and Dillon because the winners push out the non-winners. All righty. Let's see what our winner has to say. No bonuses in this race, though. But here's our race winner, Chase Elliott.
All right, we're going to continue with our media availability here at Dover Motor Speedway with our race-winning team. We're now joined by the driver of the number 9 Hendrick Motorsports Chevrolet, Chase Elliott. We will go straight to questions for Chase. If you have a question for Chase, please raise your hand and we'll get a wireless microphone to you. We'll start there with Zach.
Zach Sterniola from NBC Sports. Chase, you guys have been running well. I know I just asked Alan about this as well, but I guess what has your mindset been over these first 10 races? You've been on top of the point standings, but haven't really consistently shown that race-winning speed while your teammates have found victory lane. How has that affected your mindset over these first 10 races, and how rewarding is it to get to victory lane today?
Yeah, I'm not sure it's really affected my approach. I mean, I want to do good every week regardless of what's going on around me. But, just proud of our team for sticking with it. You know, I feel like we've had a lot of pace at different times throughout the year. We just hadn't put an entire race together, really, until today. I feel like been fast at one point or fast at another, or just, you know, not quite putting it all together all in one, you know, 3.5-4 hour time frame. And it was just nice to do that today. So just proud of our team, proud of Alan, and really just our entire group for continuing to bring good attitudes to the racetrack and coming in with the right mindset every week, regardless of what happened the week before. And to me, that says a lot about their character and the kind of group that we have. So, you know, as always, just really proud of them and excited to get a win still fairly early in the season. So that's always a good thing, good opportunity to build some more wins and some more bonus points before we get to the playoffs and a lot of racing left, though, for sure.
We'll go to Dustin and then Bob.
Dustin Albino, JSki.com. Chase, this is the first oval that you've scored multiple wins on in your Cup career, and you have 9 top fives and 12 starts here. So I'm curious, like, what is it about Dover that kind of suits your driving style?
Yeah, I'm not sure. You know, I feel like Jeff and Alan had a great package here to start really before I came along. It was much like the road courses, really. When you step into a situation that is, you know, has a really nice foundation as you're trying to learn, it makes that learning process a lot easier. So I would say that probably falls under that category more than anything that I do, you know, special behind the wheel.
There you have your race winner. All righty. This weekend, all 3 series, Too Tough to Tame, all on Fox Sports 1. So Friday night, you got the Camping World Truck Series, the Dead On Tools 200 at Darlington at 7:30 p.m. Then back in the daytime for the Xfinity Series at 1:30 on FS1, the Mahindra Roxer 200, and then the Goodyear 400 on Sunday at 3:30 p.m. Now, so that's our show for today. Don't forget, go to YouTube, catch the They Still Live podcast with Jeff Sandor and myself this past week. Of course, Jeff playing the iconic Dale Earnhardt in the country music Television's NASCAR, The History of Speed. That's why, if that name sounds familiar or doesn't, I'll just kick back that. And if you ever watched the first season of The Food That Built America on History, he played Colonel Sanders. So we have some fun on that. And we're on YouTube, so you get to see my ugly mug as opposed to hearing my radio voice. We'll see you all next week. Good day and good racing. Bye now.